Before we get into today's episode, we have a quick little sponsorship from one of my favorite companies, Schedule 35. Schedule 35 is a safe and reliable resource for learning about microdosing and the benefits it provides. I've been in contact with Schedule 35 for over a month now, and their resources and company has been amazing. If you're interested in learning more about microdosing or have any interest in microdosing at all, message them on Instagram at schedule35_. Again, their Instagram is schedule35 with one underscore. Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to NerdWorks. If this is your first time listening, my name's Olivia. If you're a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you all are doing well on this lovely, I don't know what day it is. I think it's Wednesday. I want to say it's Wednesday. Let me see. Yes, it is Wednesday. I hope you're having a lovely week. Let me just say that because you might not be listening to this on Wednesday. I hope you're having a good week. Hope you're having a good weekend, if it's the weekend. I am in a fantastic mood today, and I figured I would record an episode because on my Instagram, I asked you guys to ask me questions. And if you don't follow me on there, my username is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. I also just realized that my name is if you look up the podcast, my name will pop up. So if you ever don't know how to spell my last name, even though I say it all the time, you can look there. So where was I going with that? Oh yeah, I asked you guys to ask me questions on Instagram because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to talk about today. So I was like, you know what, let me just ask the people what they want to hear. And I got really good questions. I got some juicy questions. I got some personal questions. I just got good ones. So I left the house, I went to Starbucks, I went for a drive, and I parked at this park called Lake Ontario Park, and it's really nice. I'm learning to appreciate the winter time, and I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but I'm a nature freak, and I love nature, and I love being outside and grounding and all that jazz. But the thing about winter time is it's kind of hard to go outside, and even if you do go outside, you have to put on a lot of layers, otherwise you'll literally freeze your ass off. So, and the trees are dead, and things just obviously look different because it's a different season. But I'm learning to appreciate it, because I was filming a YouTube video today, and I kind of talked about this in the video. I was saying that I love nature, but I need to learn how to appreciate it beyond what I'm used to perceiving, which is the sunny and greenery and the beach. And so I'm just learning to appreciate Mother Nature in all her seasons. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you live somewhere where it's cold and wintery and dead looking, I feel for you, and I do appreciate you, but that's not what I meant to say. I feel for you, and I understand you, because I've said a million times, this is my first real winter, and it's just teaching me to appreciate the weather and the earth and all seasons. So I left the house and went for a drive, blah 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 blah, and then I came here, and now I'm recording this podcast. I started recording a YouTube video, and I don't know if I'll actually end up posting it, because I am scared to post on YouTube. I'm not gonna lie, I've talked about this before, but I'm just not used to posting on YouTube because it's not really established yet. And I realized today that I don't need to fixate on the numbers, because that doesn't matter. And I do it because it makes me happy, and because people like to watch my videos and listen to me talk on the podcast. So it's not really about it's not about the money. It's not about the views. It's not about the followers or none of that. And sometimes my mind and my ego forgets that. So yeah, but point being is I'm not fully confident when it comes to YouTube, so I'm just learning how to do that, how to gain confidence when it comes to posting on YouTube. And I gotta start somewhere, you know, I can't just expect to do YouTube full time if I don't start somewhere, you know what I mean? If I don't post or try, you know, because I can manifest all I want, but I also have to put in the work. And I feel like some people, when they hear manifestation, they think that things are just going to happen out of thin air, and they can. That's definitely possible. But sometimes you also have to put in the work. You know, you have to help the universe out. The universe just isn't always going to, you know, make things happen in the blink of an eye, you know? But hold on, brief intermission, because I have to take my necklace off. I got this locket for Christmas and it keeps dangling and making noise, and I feel like you guys can hear it. So, 1 second. You know, this is times where I wish I could edit, like I say all the time, because I record from my phone, and I do literally, I go in the voice memos, and I press record, and that's that. And moments like that, when I need an intermission, and it's just like dead awkward silence, I shouldn't say dead, I don't like to use that word, but when it's like awkward silence, I'm like, I wish I could edit this out, but nevertheless, doesn't matter. You know, doesn't matter. Anyways, so I am indeed a little bit hyper this episode because I went to Starbucks and I got a strawberry acai refresher with coconut milk, also known as a pink drink. If you've never had it, please try it. It's so good. I'm sure like a lot of you have, but if you haven't, it's really good and you should get it. But I just found out a couple days ago from one of my friends who used to work at Starbucks that a strawberry acai refresher has caffeine in it, and now I'm hyper because I drank the whole thing in like literally 2 minutes. So bear with me if I'm talking really fast or I just seem a little hyper. It's because I am. So yeah, let's just get into the questions. I need to stop rambling. Let me see which one I want to answer first, because I got quite a bit and I only had it up for a couple hours, so like I'll save some of the questions I get like tomorrow for the next video or maybe for YouTube. So also my YouTube channel, if you want to go subscribe and watch my old Hawaii videos, which I only have two, but I have two Hawaii videos and then two videos that are like kind of similar to what I talk about on the podcast. So if you want to go watch those or listen to those, the link is in my Instagram bio, or you can just search up Olivia Barra. I'll be answering questions on there too. So a lot of questions that I got this episode were about friendships. Like one person said, how/where do you meet genuine people or stop choosing people who aren't good for you? Another person said, I feel like I've grown apart from some of my best friends for 5+ years every time I'm around them. I got a lot of questions about friends. Hold on, I know there's more here. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through. I'm trying to find all the friends one. I probably should have gathered them before, but whatever. Oh, and then this person said, advice on getting over toxic friendships, especially ones since you've had since childhood. How do you get over someone you love who's not good for you? I'm assuming that person meant relationship, but that could also be friendships. Yeah, I got a lot of questions about friendships. So I feel like that's going to end up being the main topic of today's episode, because I made an episode titled Toxic Friendships or something like that a long time ago. Like, I think that was one of my first episodes, like maybe the second or third, but I haven't done like really an updated one on what, like where I'm at with my friendships, my relationships, like not romantic relationships, but friend relationships, obviously. I haven't done like an updated version of what I've learned within friendships, and all that. So I'm very excited to talk about this because I have a lot I could share. Like, the people that are in my life now is very different from when I made that episode. So sorry if you hear my drink, I didn't finish it yet. And I will be finishing it this episode. So where do I start? I think in the last episode, I was talking about, you know, I probably should have listened to it before I started this one, but whatever. If I like repeat certain things, I'm sorry. But I'm pretty sure in that episode, it was over a year ago, but I'm pretty sure I was talking about like setting boundaries and all that stuff. But let me just read the first question and like answer that one specifically. So this person said, how/where do you meet genuine people? So it's kind of like a 2-in-1 question, but I'll go with that one first. So I struggle with this so much because like I talked about in a couple episodes ago, or maybe it was the last one, I need genuine friendships. I can't have surface level connections, and, or like, I've had surface level connections before for sure, but when I like become friends with someone or am friends with someone, like it has to be a deep, solid friendship. You know what I mean? Like I don't like friendships that are one-sided. I don't think anyone does, but I don't like friendships that are one-sided or like don't have a lot of depth to them. And what I mean by that is like, I need friendships where it's like deep conversations, deep connection, vulnerability, honesty, like, you know, all that stuff. Of course, everyone wants that in a friendship, but I feel like nowadays, and especially within my generation, it's just so difficult to find that and to find those true connections and to meet people. And like, not even to mention the fact that it's so hard to meet people because of like what's going on in the world. Like when I, like with COVID and all that stuff, like when I was in school for one semester and I moved to Orlando, everything was online. And then I had a job where I worked like 40 to 45 hours a week. And it was literally impossible for me to meet people because the only time I would ever go out of the house was for the gym, which I didn't talk to anyone at the gym, or no one really talked to me at the gym, or to get food or to go to the grocery store. And like, that's not really places where you meet people. I mean, you definitely can, but like, actually, that's not true. I did meet a girl at the gym one time. Quick little story time. It was hilarious. I don't know if I ever told this, but I walked into the gym that I went to in Orlando. I don't think she's listening to this, but if you are, hi. I walked into the gym and I had to like scan my thing. And she's like, do you have TikTok? And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, oh my fucking God, please don't say you know who I am. Please don't say you know who I am. Because I don't know. I'm just awkward. Like, I don't want to be recognized in public. not that I am. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm famous, because I am not at all. But like, I just was like, oh God, like she's obviously seen my TikToks. And I just kind of cringed, but I was like, yes. And she was like, are you? And I'm like, and then I like said my username, which is Aquarius Fairy 2, by the way, feel free to go stalk me. But I like finished her sentence. She was like, oh my God, like I saw your microdosing TikTok, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, she was such a sweetie pie and I love her. And we followed each other on Instagram, and now we follow each other on Instagram. But we never got a chance to hang out or anything, because I literally, that day that she like asked me, was my last time going to the gym in Orlando there, because I was moving back home to South Florida. So it was so funny. And yeah, I don't know why I started going on that tangent, but she ended up saying something to me, and it was so funny. Like, I'm so glad she did. Like, she was a sweetie pie. But I guess you can make friends at the gym. I think I was going on that tangent because I said I didn't meet any people at the gym, but that was one exception. But like I was saying, it's so freaking hard to meet people in this day and age, because I don't know, like, one, because of COVID, everything, like, there's been lockdowns. Like, when I went to that, like, when I went to Orlando for my first semester of school, like, I didn't have any social interaction. Like, well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true, because I knew a friend from high school who was going to the college that was near the one I was at. And like, I went to a couple parties, and like, I didn't meet any genuine people, you know? And I don't think I had any genuine friendships in Orlando. Like, I had acquaintances, but I never hung out with anyone. Like, I swear that whole 9 months that I was in Orlando, I think I hung out with maybe like three people, like a total of five times. Like, I think I only interacted with people five times, like, not even being dramatic. Like, I did not have any friends, like, where we hung out every day, or like where we went to go get lunch or what, anything like that. And yeah, it was just so difficult for me, because at the time, like, I kind of wanted like genuine friendships in Orlando, but also at the same time, I'm introverted. So like, I kind of made do, and like, I was fine. And like, I kind of liked being alone, like, after a little while, but, or not even after a little while, like, I genuinely just like being alone. But even though I'm introverted, like, sometimes it's nice to have people to hang out with, you know? And so it's just so difficult to find those genuine connections. And I think when you do find those genuine connections, like, they last, and they, and you realize, like, your intuition is like, oh, this is one of my people. Like, for example, I have a friend. She's probably listening to this, and so she's gonna know who she is. But if you're listening to this, hi, I love you. I have a friend, and crazy enough, we met through this podcast. I've mentioned her a couple times, but we met through this podcast, and one day she messaged me, and she sent me like 6 voice messages, and like, usually I wouldn't really open it, or at least like I wouldn't open it right away, just because like I was super busy at the time. Like, this was when I was living in Orlando. But like, I don't really check my messages that often, just because I like to stay off my phone as much as possible. But I saw these like 7 voice messages or something, and I was having literally such a shitty day. Like, I was feeling so down, I was feeling insecure, like I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was just having one of those days, and I thought I was gonna burp. So I was having just one of those days, and then I see I got these 7 voice messages from this girl on Instagram, and I'm like, okay, this is random, I'm gonna listen to them. So I listen to them, and literally I just start crying, like crying, because she said so many nice things. Like, she said so many things that I needed to hear that I didn't know I needed to hear. And keep in mind, this girl had no idea who I was. Like, she just listened to one of my episodes, and like, I don't know, I just felt this strong like pull. Like, I felt the pull to listen to the messages, even though I usually don't listen to or like open messages. And then like, I felt the urge to listen and open Instagram even in that moment, and I just started crying. It was everything I needed to hear. So like, I responded back to her, and we just started having amazing conversations, and like, next thing you know it, we're like talking every day. And like, turns out she lives in Canada, and this was before I met the person that I'm in a relationship with. But it was just crazy because Canada was like a reoccurring thing for me, and so she lived in Canada, and then a couple months later I met the person I'm in a relationship with, or the person I'm in a relationship with, and then I found out he lives in Canada, blah 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 blah. So yeah, like, my point is with that whole tangent, I know I'm getting so off topic here, but like, as soon as me and her started talking, I knew instantly that that was a genuine connection. And to finish the story, we ended up meeting, and like, now we're just super close, and I love her, and she's amazing. But when you know, is what I'm saying. Like, when you find those genuine connections, they show up in the most random ways, but when you know that they're true, you know? So yeah, I'm kind of getting off topic here, but genuine friendships are extremely hard to find, and I feel for you, but hang in there. Like, just try and put yourself out there as much as you can. And I think the universe will bring people into your life exactly when they're meant to be. So like, as hard as it might be to accept this, if you don't have a lot of friends or like type of friendships that you want in your life right now, it's because you're not meant to. And like, even though that sucks, you might want like deep friendships or someone to hang out with or whatever. Maybe you're meant to experience this time alone. And I've had many of times like that. Like, that whole time I was in Orlando, like, I feel like it was a huge time for me to just be alone. And it taught me a lot. And there were days where it kind of sucked, but I don't regret it, you know? And then the second part of that question was, how do you stop choosing people who aren't good for you? And this was a reoccurring one. Like, another question said, I feel like I've grown apart from my friends that were like 5+ year friendships. And then the other part of that question was, every time I'm around them, I don't like who I am. How do I deal with this? Should I just drop them? I still love them so much. Okay, I relate to this fucking question so much. I relate to this question so much, and I can't get into specifics because I don't want to put my full business or other people's business out there, but the part where you said you don't like who you are around them, I feel that so much, because I've had friendships where I don't really like the person that I am around them. And what I realized is that's okay. So a rule of thumb that I always live by is everyone is a reflection of you, right? Every person that you interact with, even if it's someone random, even if it's someone at the grocery store, everyone is a reflection of you. And every person you interact with, it's like looking into a mirror. So like, if someone triggers you, it's because that person was a mirror for that trigger that needed to be healed. Or like, when you judge other people, that's because you're judging yourself, you know, like all these things. And I just truly believe that, and I truly live by that. Like, everyone is a reflection of me. I should treat other people how I want to be treated. So when you say that you don't like who you are around them, maybe that person is a reflection of your ego and a part of yourself that you're trying to detach from and grow from and heal from. And what I realized is certain friendships are parts of yourself or old versions of yourself that you may have grown out of and that person may not have. So like, a lot of the times I feel like a lot of people hear like, oh, sometimes people just grow apart, and like, this is super true. And I've had many of friendships and relationships where sometimes we just grow apart and sometimes we come back together, sometimes we don't. But I think a big thing is I've had friendships where people were a reflection of my ego that I was trying to detach from. Cause like, I don't want to live in ego. Like, obviously we all have egos and they teach us a lot, but I want to live as true to myself and being and soul as possible. And that means completely detaching from all ego, from all mind. And like, it's impossible to completely, well, I don't want to say impossible, but for me right now, I don't live fully like through the self. Like, sometimes I have moments where my ego comes up because I'm a human being. And like, I feel like we all do. We all have that, those shadows. We all have ego. But, certain friendships I feel like bring out more ego, you know what I mean? And I relate to you and I feel for you, because you can still love someone so much and know that that friendship has ended, or you can still love someone and care for someone so deeply but know that that friendship is not healthy for you. And honestly, I feel like I don't really have an answer, because I still struggle with this. I'm still dealing with this. Like, I have a hard time speaking my truth when it comes to friendships, because I don't know. It's just a difficult thing to do. It's like, you know, you're growing apart from someone, but how do you say that? Like, you can't, you know, some people's ego might, you know, take it personally, because I'm sure if someone told me, like, if someone said to me, I just feel like we're growing apart, I don't want to be friends anymore, I would like to think that I would understand, but, I feel like I would, but I'm sure there was a point in life or a point in my life in time where my ego would have fully came out and fully taken it personally and fully been sad, which is normal, but it's like, how do you, I don't know. I just struggle with this so much. Cause it's like, how do you tell someone that you feel like you're growing apart, but that person might not feel that way at all. So they wouldn't understand if you told them, you know what I mean? So like I said, I feel like I don't really have an answer for you, because I'm dealing with the same thing. I struggle with the same thing, and I have in the past, and you know, like, I just feel that. But what I can say to you and to myself is to stick to your true energy. Try not to alter your energy and being when you're around those people. And if like those people don't recognize you, then obviously like, they don't know who you are at a soul level, and maybe they realize themselves that that's not, like, it's not the friendship that it used to be, you know what I mean? So when you're around everyone, like, not even just friendships that you feel like are, you know, ending, but when you're around, I'm burping a lot because I had a drink, when you're around anyone, stay in your own energy, stay in your own field and being, and it's like a bubble, right? Like, stay in your bubble energetically and don't let anyone get you out of that bubble, you know? Don't let anyone take you to a place of ego, or don't let anyone take you to a place of being that you don't want to be in, you know? But that's really hard. I do feel for you, and when I have more wisdom to share or more advice, I will definitely share, because like I said, this is something that I deal with, and I feel for you. So stay true to your energy and state your boundaries and stay in your own energy and see how people react, you know, because I guess people's reactions will tell you all that you need to know. And if people aren't liking your energy and who you're being, then maybe they're not meant to be in your life. You know what I mean? Let me see here. There was another friend question. Where did it go? advice on getting over toxic friendships, especially ones that you've had since childhood. So this is kind of like the same thing, but getting over toxic friendships, I feel like I don't have any toxic friendships in my life right now, but there was definitely a point in time where I did. And at the time that I did have that toxic friendship, like, I had known this girl for years. Like, we went to middle school together. I had known her for a really long time, and it developed into this unhealthy codependent friendship. And we were both just dealing with a lot, and I think took it out on each other a lot. And eventually that friendship fizzled out because, like, it got, like, toxic, toxic, toxic. And, like, eventually we both realized, like, it was toxic and we both knew it, but no one ever said anything until one day, I don't remember what happened, but I think one day we just unleashed it all, and then we stopped being friends. And the reason I say that is because it was really toxic, and there was things that were a lot of things that were left unsaid, and we kind of just both were angry at each other at a subconscious level, and we just stopped being friends, and we didn't talk for a year. And then eventually a year passed, and we both did so much healing, and we ended up reconnecting, and now we're friends to this day. Like, we never stopped being friends. We just weren't in places to receive each other's energy at the level that we wanted. You know what I mean? So when it came to that friendship, I didn't get over it. You never truly, truly get over a friendship, because I feel like if it was a real friendship, then it always has a place in your heart. And even if it did develop toxic behaviors, you can still love someone, but know you have to detach from them. You know what I mean? So I don't know the circumstances and situation of your friendship and how toxic it is. Like, I don't want to say, like, oh, just still be nice to this person. But what I will say is, how do I want to say this? There's a lot I could say. Never act out in anger, or never act out on emotion. You know what I mean? Because I feel like in toxic friendships, a lot of times what happens is resentment builds up, and don't unleash that resentment. You know, whether that's speaking your boundaries and speaking your truth when it comes up. But a big thing that I learned is not to act out in anger, not to act out in resentment, because a lot of the times then you become just as toxic as you may think that other person is. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm not answering this well, but I don't know. I'm just speaking what's coming up. So maybe this resonates with you in some sort of way, but I'm not sure if you mean how to stop being friends with someone, because like I said, for the last question, I don't fucking know, because you can't, like, I struggle with this so much. Like, I've known that friendships were not healthy for me, but I didn't know how to tell that person. I didn't know how to tell that person, like, hey, I don't want to be friends anymore, because I just felt so awkward, and I felt guilty, and I felt, like, bad. You know what I mean? So, but you said getting over friendship. So maybe that friendship already fizzled out. But what I will say is, focus on your own healing. Wish that person the best energetically, and come into yourself and ask yourself, where did I go wrong? How can I approach situations better? What can I do in my next friendship to show up more fully for myself? And how can I speak my boundaries more clearly and all that stuff? So when it comes to ending friendships, like, after they're ended, look at yourself and ask yourself all those questions. You know, how can I do better? How can I improve? And focus on you completely and fully before ever, you know, reconciling. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know what I mean. Before ever, you know, going back to that friendship. But I do understand where you said, especially ones that you've had since childhood, because when it comes to childhood friendships, like, you almost feel like a responsibility, because you're like, oh, I grew up with this person, like, how can I just not be there for them? But as painful as it is, like, ultimately you have to put yourself first, regardless of how long you've known someone or how long you've been in a relationship with someone. It'll just keep getting more toxic and toxic until either you get forced to put yourself first, or, you know, like, a falling out happens or something. And that's what happened with the girl that I was just talking about. We ended up having a falling out because I didn't put myself first at all. And I kept like putting myself on the back burner, and she was in a way too, basically. And eventually it just led to a falling out. And I look back on that situation and I'm like, if I would have like stated my boundaries right from the start, maybe things would have unfolded differently. You know what I mean? But don't feel like you hold a responsibility towards anyone, because literally you are only responsible for yourself. And if you can't show up for yourself fully, you're not going to be able to show up for anyone, whether it's in friendships, whether it's in family relationships, whether it's in romantic relationships. And yeah, don't feel guilty. Like, you don't hold a responsibility for any friendship or for the well-being of anyone. Like, you can try your best to be there for people and give people your love, but like, you, that doesn't make you responsible for their well-being. You know, you're responsible for your healing and they're responsible for their healing. So, and you're responsible for your healing, and like I just said, and whether that means ending a friendship or distancing yourself from someone or stating your boundaries and speaking your truth, like, that's what has to be done, you know? So, yeah. there's a lot of good questions. I think I answered all the friends one, the friend questions, but, and I can't believe I've been rambling for almost 30 minutes now, but I don't know if I should answer more or stop the episode, because I kind of want to save more for next episode. I don't know. Maybe I should just leave it at friendships, you know? I don't know why. I'm like, my mind is going blank right now, because I'm like, what do? Do I end this or do I keep going? I will end this here because I really have to pee. Sorry for the TMI, but I drank a venti pink drink and I really have to pee. So, gonna end this here and drive home and continue filming my YouTube video. Like I said, my YouTube channel is linked in my Instagram bio. And my Instagram is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. So feel free to go on there, follow me on there. I love you guys. I appreciate all of you who listen and support me. And thank you to everyone who asked a question. I'm sending you guys all my love, all my positivity, and I will talk to you in the next episode.